President's dead. The radio said to your friends, is it not so horrible? A shock through my heart like a knife right through bread. The radio said that the president's dead. The sea doesn't dry, the sky isn't split. But friends, it just seems so wrong, don't it? I hear shot from the crowd, I see shot in the head. The president's lying on the tarmac, dead. He's lying face down with those black-dressed agents, guns drawn, running around. And the early obits say he was a good man. But you can't argue with that. Not today you can, not now you can. In the media's hand, when they spin and they slant, they just foam out the mouth, they champ at the bit. Those blood suckers can wait till those vultures cool it. The TV just said that the president's dead. Let's imagine the way, let's say 30 years in, how somebody might say to you, what were you doing when? On a beautiful day, I was waking up and I was lying in bed with my girlfriend. And the eggs on the plate and the bacon hissing, and the coffee was great, and there was spring on the wind. We lived through our day where the littlest things in the littlest ways made you feel you were blessed. And if you died right then, well, you know you'd be missed. But there's no better state to cease to exist, so you wouldn't feel sad and you wouldn't resist. And that's because you knew what you had and you were thankful for it in your own little way. I'm a small, quiet man. I've got no wars to win and I don't have a big plan. But I love my new place and I love my old friends. And I scrimp and I save, and one day I'll have kids. I can truthfully say my day was just like that. So the radio played on the stand by the bed, fired out this report, and in three words they said, like three shots to my head, the president's dead.